never, ever, ever use that phrase again.
Boring!
Oh, no!
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello, here we are again. Episode 27 now of our Breakfast Buffet podcast. Thanks for checking us out. And if this is the first time you're listening to us, obviously we've got 26 others for you to download and enjoy. So, you know, knock yourself out. But, I mean, don't go anywhere for now, because there's so much on this episode to enjoy, Chelsea.
You kicked it all off with an epic nugget win.
Oh, wow. Well, my kids did. I didn't see any of the epic win, actually. Not that bitter.
I raised attention to beige flags. Any singletons, keep your eyes peeled, everyone.
Seriously, for the singles of Kent, seriously, they need you.
There was a giant caterpillar invasion.
I know. I've been hearing about these for years now, but I've never seen them this size before. Huge things. You won't believe it.
There was once-in-a-lifetime Beyoncé memorabilia.
Oh, yeah, thanks to you and your quick thinking.
One-word tattoos, though.
Yeah, it's hard to choose just one word. What one word would you choose? What would we choose? Keep listening and you'll find out, because it's all in this Soar Away episode, episode 27 of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast, entitled
Beyoncé's Breath, Caterpillar Catastrophe and TikTok Tarot.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
My kids on half term. Yesterday they were out while I was here working away.
Livid.
They had a bit of a muck treat.
Without you.
I wasn't happy. I got video footage of the muck treat and I was like...
Livid.
Oh, man. I was literally, at that point, about to head home with my eyes on a can of beans. That's what I was going to have, and that's what I did have when I got in. Kids, honestly. Anyway, they went into McDonald's. Amongst them, and there are three of them, ordered 20 nuggets.
Legends. They know what they're doing.
They opened up the 20 nuggets.
Oh, my goodness.
There were not 20 nuggets in the box. There were...
Oh, my goodness.
What would you reckon?
Do you know what? Even a singular bonus nugget is a win, isn't it? But I'm going to go... There was enough for one each of them. 23 nuggets.
23?
I'm going 23.
No.
Okay, 21 nuggets. Come on now. 25?
There were 27 nuggets in a 20 nugget box.
27?
27.
They were winning at life. That's an extra two nuggets each and a spare one.
And a spare for Dad. No.
No, no spare nugs.
No spare nugs. There's never been a spare nug in the history of mankind. Wow, has anyone had a more winning half term than that? I don't think so.
I think that's going to be a difficult one to top. You know, seven extra nuggets.
How can you accidentally put 27 in there? Can they not count the people? Was someone just having like a bad day and was like, well, I'll show you. I'm just going to give away the nuggets.
You know, when you start counting and you lose track.
Good.
And you're like, oh, do you know what? To start from 10.
Just fill it. I think what the kids said, that the box, you could hardly, it was hardly closable. So I think they've just filled it up. They've just got to fill it up to the brim. That's what I do with the box. I fill it up to the brim.
I'm not counting today. I'm over it.
Too tired for counting today. Just fill everything up to the brim. Anyway, what a win on half term.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
What's going on in Chelsea's apartment block? She knows what's going on because she's got a WhatsApp group that she is part of. And that's why we bring you our weekly WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's going on?
There's a new pub open down the road.
A new pub, yeah.
And apparently the fries are very dippable, according to Steve. It's a good level of dip. They don't bend. It's not a bendy fry. And he wanted to let us all know.
Oh, I love a dippable chippable. Lovely.
He also sent pictures to provide evidence of this.
Oh, well done, Steve.
Crisis in the group chat, though.
Yeah.
Lifts have been broken this week.
Uh-oh. Again?
And Matt thinks he's pulled a rib. as he quoted it.
You can't pull a rib, Matt.
Carrying up the big shop, three flights of stairs.
Ah, where there's blame, there's a claim.
Three flights of stairs carrying a big shop.
Yeah.
Imagine a big pint of milk in there. That's not fun.
Oh.
But we all sent him a clap emoji for support.
Oh, he's feeling better about it.
Feels so much better about that rib.
Yeah.
And then, get this. Becky. Oh, my God. Becky got sent. You won't believe this.
I won't.
Diet Coke.
I don't believe it.
Instead of full fat. She ordered a case. They sent her diet. She's like, they're trying to tell me something. She's like, I'm outraged. She left it in the post room. She was like, you will help yourself. So I don't want to look at it. So just a case of Diet Coke chilling in the...
Not for long, there won't
be. In the post room. Do you know what? She did this yesterday. I went in to check my post before I left this morning. There was already like about 7 cans gone.
That is such a... What a communal... community.
Literally, we look after one another.
You really do. Well, what an update. People will be jealous of the chips and the Cokes and everything else there. But thank you for updating us. It's our weekly update. We wouldn't be without it. No, it's the WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. With Gary and Chelsea.
I basically live exclusively on TikTok nowadays. Let's be honest, it takes over my life. But it delivers so many gems. A particular TikToker, Chris Olsen, who happens to be besties with Meghan Trainor, fun fact, shared this story. He's on a flight, goes to sit down, he gets his AirPods out, and he's like, I'm going to listen to some music, you know, chill out before I get going. And sometimes your headphones don't connect because they're wireless ones, not ones you plug in anymore. So he goes to start playing some music and he's like, do you know what? I'm feeling a bit of Celine Dion. He's whipping out some bangers. It's all coming back to me now. I surrender. And then he's like, oh, do you know what I want? My Heart Will Go On. Doesn't realise his AirPods haven't connected. So this Heart Will Go On is just blasting out into the plane. He's gotten on the wiser because his AirPods are in. That's not even the worst bit. So the air hostess comes over to be like, I'm really sorry, but... your headphones are like on loud. And then because the woman in the like window seat had pressed the buzzer to be like, it's a bit loud. Oh. He turns to his left to see who said woman was who'd complained about the sound. Bear in mind, the song is My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah.
It was Kate Winslet.
Oh, amazing.
AKA
what a turn up.
The Titanic.
Wow.
So he was basically blasting out the sinking
that
music
was not a thing.
To
that,
the Titanic.
He did that on purpose.
With Kate
he
Winslet to his left.
On purpose. No, that he did.
Imagine.
I used to play really loud Celine Dion songs to people on purpose.
On purpose?
Yep, always. But I ended up all by myself.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And Dr. Date Little is here. To save the day, everyone.
Thank goodness. Yes, Chelsea Little becomes Dr. Date Little. So this is dating, I don't know, advice? Is
advice.
That right? Advice, right.
Yeah, advice today. You should all be familiar with the common phrase, a red flag in
red
dating.
Flag. Yeah,
that
yeah.
means...
Just a line that can't be crossed.
Exactly.
Got to get out of there.
Now there's a new menace on the loose.
Oh, no.
So we need to be alert. Our vigilant eyes need to be peeled like a fresh orange on the lookout for... beige flags. There is a new flag for you to collect, and it is a beige one.
Doesn't sound very bad, beige.
Oh, I think beige is worse than a red flag.
It can't be. Beige, you know, it's not like a... No one ever says, oh, no, it's like a beige flag to a bull, do they? It's like not beige flag spells danger. No.
Danger. But beige flags go unnoticed. They're subtle. They hide away
right.
until you're years down the line and you're like, uh-oh.
Oh, I see. It's like a subtle flag.
Yeah, because a beige flag is an indicator of them being boring.
Oh, no. Boring beige
yeah,
flag.
Yeah, boring beige flag. We're talking Ops for vanilla ice cream.
I love vanilla ice
Doesn't
cream.
Doesn't have a favourite dog.
Well, I have got a favourite dog, my dog.
See, okay. So you've only got one beige flag.
Yeah.
But the people out there are people out here with a collection of beige flags. It's dangerous out there. What would be your beige flag?
I'm not in the dating game. Don't drag me into it.
Yeah, no, you're a settled, lovely, wonderful man.
Yeah.
I think mine would have to be... doesn't have a favourite type of dog. I have encountered somebody with this before. And I'm like, how have you not thought about this? What are you doing with your time?
That flag was waving.
It was waving. That was becoming a red flag.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
We all have our guilty pleasures.
Right.
Mine is TikTok.
Right.
anyone else listening in is like, oh, I've got mine. Maybe it's the Kardashians. Mm. And I got sucked into a very niche area of TikTok yesterday, which is what I like to call TikTok tarot. And it's where someone's like on camera with cards with like funny pictures on. And they're like, if you're seeing this on this day, then this reading is for you. And sucker over here is like, oh, it's the 31st. It's the right day. She starts reading out my prediction. There's this person in your life that you need to stay away from. And this person's name begins with the letter G. So it was nice knowing you guys. But TikTok told me you're not good for me.
Oh. Do you know any Gregs? Gordons? Glens?
Gwyneths?
Because it could be them. Oh.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, well.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
I've never been so invested in caterpillars.
Right.
For those that are thinking I've lost it.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Okay. Stop it, everyone. Hear her out.
There was a feud a while ago between M&S and Aldi. M&S is famous for their Colin the Caterpillar cakes.
Right, yeah.
Really great looking chocolate cake that looks like a caterpillar.
Wow.
Aldi copied it.
Yeah.
And called it Cuthbert. And okay. This is where the war began.
Right.
Now, in my opinion, Aldi are winning this long game because, one, they're the underdog and everyone loves an underdog.
Under Caterpillar.
Under Caterpillar. And two, they're hilarious.
Yep.
And everyone loves someone that's funny.
Right.
But M&S have made a bold power move because they have just launched a monster Colin and Connie that serves 40.
What? How long
it
is he?
40 people. Imagine the size of that caterpillar.
I don't want to imagine. I want to know.
That caterpillar lifts weights. Serious. He's been training with Arnie, that one. Colin's got support from the Terminator himself. So Cuthbert, stay on guard.
Wow, massive Cuthberts coming our way. They're here now. Are they taking over?
They're here. They're ready to go. And he's got Connie to back him up as well.
Oh, what a duo. Forget Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Forget Monster Colin.
Eamon and Ruth.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. With Gary and Chelsea.
I'm on strike, guys.
Oh.
From the gym. Hear me out. I'm a gym bunny, typically, and I go quite regularly, but I hate to say it, that I'm officially on strike, and I'm going on strike for 2 weeks.
Right.
Because I'm grieving. Because gym is all about motivation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And my biggest motivation is I have a favourite class instructor. They're very good at teaching the class. They're very motivating, you know? They're 6'3".
Okay.
They've got big arm muscles.
Mm.
They're brunette.
Mm.
Single.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to make me run, I need something nice to look at.
Right.
And he's gone on holiday for 2 weeks. So what am I meant to do? I'm not going to look at some nice lady.
No.
Telling
me
to do press-ups. No, no, no.
No.
I want my 6 foot hunk back.
That's a Freudian slip, they call that. Hunk.
Hunk.
Yep. Okay, so that's it.
Yes,
no trainers.
I'm boycotting it.
Okay,
back.
I'll tell you what. Because I want to support you in everything you do. In solidarity, I am also not going to go to the gym for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, you're so kind.
No, no.
Thanks for having my back.
Hey, I'll take one for the team.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Love Island back tonight. A lot of people excited. I mean, it's much, much more people that aren't bothered. But some people are excited. So for them, big up. But it's not going to be as fun as usual because there's going to be less than usual. It's because mums and dads have spoiled it for everyone. Molly Marsh says, my dad said no under the sheets. So you can get Molly Marsh out, first of all. Hunky Tyreek Hyde, who used to play football for Dartford. I wouldn't want to disappoint my grandma and granddad. And he also said, my parents brought me up very well. I love them to death. In the villa, not so much because I've got a sister and mum at home watching. And Catherine, another one, says, on TV, isn't something I'm going to do just because I'm respectful.
Respectful.
So we have respectful people on Love Island this year.
That's who'd have thought? No making bacon this year.
Never, ever, ever use that phrase again.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
You drink out your coffee cup, throw it away. What a terrible waste. Just have one little drink out of it and now it's in the bin. Rubbish. Literally, it's rubbish. Also, it's a coffee cup, isn't it? It's just a bit of paper. What's the fun in that? Hello, waffle coffee cups.
Waffle?
Yes, an edible wafer coffee cup that tastes of cookies has been created.
Oh, wow.
It can hold your hot drink for up to 40 minutes. And once you've finished with that, crunchy, crunchy, crunchy.
Oh.
Isn't this genius?
This is great.
They need to do
so it's a cookie cup for, oh, my God, everything. Cutlery. Imagine. That was nice. Now for dessert.
Yeah. Nyang, 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 nyang. When you run out of coffee, you just have a cup in the morning. Oh, guys, sorry, I'm out of coffee. Just eat your cups. Eat your cutlery. Get that down, yeah. Salt and pepper grinder. Get them down, yeah.
Lovely. Wooden spoon.
A wooden spoon. Get a chew on that. Keep you going till lunchtime, a wooden spoon.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And I had a very good weekend because I was fortunate enough to go to the Beyonce concert.
Wowzers.
Wow. It was once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
And I was just, the whole time I was there, I just couldn't stop thinking about our listeners.
Of course.
And how I was like, they need to be part of this.
This
is a special moment.
Oh, brilliant.
And I was like, I learned the hard way from not bringing a gift back from holiday. So I was like, I'm going to bring something back this time.
Oh my God, you've bought us all merch or tickets for another gig. That is so nice of you. Oh, thank you. On behalf of everyone, thank you. Oh, the tickets to Beyonce.
No.
Oh, they're up close. Oh, is it just merch then?
No, I've got something better.
Better?
Better.
Wow.
This is a big deal.
Okay,
it's small,
okay. All right.
But it's mighty.
It's not about size.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I have captured Beyonce air.
You've got Beyonce air. Beyonce air.
In this air, so in this little tiny jar.
Yeah, you got a little jar
I've
there.
Got a little circular
sealed
little pot.
Jar.
It is sealed, shut, unopened, captured air from the concert itself.
Oh,
this has got smoke from the big Run the World number.
Oh, yeah.
It's got glitter from those huge cannons.
Has it?
To flow it out.
Okay, could. I can't see
it. There's
in
a speck in there.
Okay, there might be a speck. There might just be the lights catching it. But yeah, there could be that in there, yeah.
There's vocal spit from the big note.
Really?
Beyonce's breathed in this. Imagine the power.
I mean, how far away were you from her?
I was like, you know, like row 457.
Why, you think she might have got some spit?
I think
out
she
that
did.
Far?
She's powerful. She's
she
got
has
big
got
vocal
a powerful
cords.
Voice. Okay, so she might have glitter.
It carries
in
the droplets of the air.
Might have droplets.
I feel like those in possession of this, this elixir.
Yeah.
I think this could be life changing. Like, think about who you'd become with Beyonce air.
Who would you become?
Bigger than Beyonce.
No!
Ooh, there, I said it.
Bigger than
it.
Beyonce. So this is air that may or may not have been breathed out, spat in, contaminated in a beautiful way, glitterified, smokified, possibly, at the Beyonce gig.
At the Beyonce gig. Get
thing.
Information, because this is the real deal. And this is a life-changing prize.
And you're gonna give that away?
I'm going to just... Do you know what? I'm just going to give to the people like they give to us.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hand this prize over. But there's a catch.
Yeah.
Because this isn't just any prize. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
So you need to convince me why you get it.
Yeah.
And why you deserve this prize over anyone else.
Why do you want some Beyonce air that she possibly did all of those things in? You'll have to let us know and convince us. Callum is in Hawkhurst. You want this?
What more could you want? If you didn't go to the concert, you've got the concert in a pot.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Callum. Concert in a pot.
Concert in a pot. This that's the marketing.
You can't have that. We thought that. We're backing that.
We've trademarked it.
We've trademarked it too late. Sorry about that. Concert in a pot. That's our new, that we're going to go and merch every gig now.
Concert in a pot.
This is incredible. So we captured, well, Chelsea did, actual Beyonce concert air. So we're saying there may be, can't guarantee it, maybe some smoke from the smoke machine.
When she was doing the Run the World number.
Run the World, that was really, the smokiest.
That was the moment.
Okay, what else might be in there, do you think? Might be in there.
There's potentially vocal spit particles.
There could be spit. Well, I mean, are you keen on the idea of Beyonce spit there, Callum?
Well, it'd be a great addition to my bedroom, I guess.
I think you've convinced us you're quite a Beyonce fan.
But what makes you an exceptional fan, like above all of the others?
When I come out, she was the person that I listened to. She was just that one person that gave me that confidence to do it.
There's only one more thing that would convince me more and that would clinch it, that you could win, what are we calling it?
We're calling it Concert in a Park.
Concert in a Park. You must have to belt out a bit of a Beyonce for us now.
We need it.
It's Callum in Hawkhurst, everyone.
Who run the world, girls? 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 Who run this mother? We run this mother.
Stop it. That is brilliant.
Callum, you are the best.
A part of Beyonce's air.
Thank you so much.
He's heading to you, Callum. Please don't do anything untoward with the spit.
Thank you so much.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
You've got to love Anne-Marie. I read a story the other day. She's got a ton of really cool, quirky tattoos. Some are like inspirational words. There's like pictures. And one of the things she had tattooed on her was the word forgiveness.
Oh, yeah.
Which nice. She decided to get removed because she doesn't want to forgive people anymore.
Okay.
She's like, I'm in my grudge era.
Okay. No forgiveness
so
from Anne-Marie.
Yeah. Which I just think is brilliant.
Treat her right.
And then I was like, well, I don't actually have any tattoos. And I was like, I wonder what I would get, like, if I got a word.
Like a single word.
A singular word. Because that's quite difficult to choose,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Because it's got to make sense as a word.
As
and when people
one-liner.
Read it, I guess you want them to go either, oh, that's intriguing, what does that mean? Or, oh, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
That sums you up. You know, supposing it's somewhere that's visible to the general population. but, yeah, one word. Go on then. What would you have? Have you thought about this?
Yeah, I have. I was sitting on it. I think I'd get...
What? You having it tattooed on your bum cheek? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Yeah.
No, maybe go for the collarbone.
You're thinking about it.
I was thinking about it.
You're not sitting on it?
Sitting
okay.
on it.
Not literally. Right?
I think my word would be chaos. I think I need to give people a heads up of what they're in for. You know, and it's only four letters, it's five.
Yeah, good start.
It's a good start. Five letters. So it wouldn't be too painful either.
Yeah.
Chaos.
No, that's right. Yeah.
And it's like a pre-warning.
Yeah.
Either that or liability.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Hello, if you are a bather, I'm a showerer myself. Not that you care. And why should you? But if you're a bather, what makes a really nice bath? Do you have baths?
I love a bubble bath.
Okay, bubbles. Okay, bubbles.
Yeah.
Okay,
they've
got to be in
element.
There.
Okay. Maybe like a candle if you're feeling fancy.
Yeah, I'm always worried, especially if you've got a plastic bath, that it's just going to melt down and melt right through it. I don't know whether that's a realistic worry or not, but I do worry.
You also need a beverage because I always end up setting my bath too hot, so
right.
I need like a little cold beverage, you know, just to keep
to
me like
cool you down because you're
me
in
down
the hot
a little
bath.
Bit, yeah.
Okay, well, this is what I was going to ask about the drinks specifically. They're saying, right, first of all, 40 degrees is the right temperature for a bath. 30 minutes, that's the time in the bar.
Yeah.
We usually take a tablet or a smartphone in with us, so we're still not escaping socials.
Yeah, no, always on the
Insta. Careful you don't flick it into live video mode. Vino, do you have a glass of wine? We say you have something cooling. Or do you stay
done.
With soft drinks?
That's for Fridays. Vino in the bath is for Fridays.
Friday vino bath.
Special treat, yeah.
What I like here, this is my favourite part of the whole story. 15% of men, it's quite a good chunk of men.
That is a good chunk.
Opt to enjoy a pint in the bath. A pint? Laying there with a glass. That's not going to balance on the side of the bathtub there.
What'd
you do with your pint?
Like, there's so many questions.
So many. Cleaning out the plug-o afterwards. Oi, who's had book scratches in this bath again?
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say... play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.
KMFM.